I'm your host, Doug, saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. Again, contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. It's a sportscast for busy nurses and flight attendants. If you're on your way to the airport right now, perfect. We'll be brief. But first, in a real podcast, this is where the commercial break goes. But we don't have food in a box to tell you about. So instead, the 2016 movie, The Nice Guys, is creating some buzz here around the office park. A few people never heard of it. They've seen it, like it. Is this enough buzz to get a sequel done? By the way, this gives absolutely nothing away, I promise. No giveaways. At the very end of the movie, in the final scene, actress Carson Meyer shows up as bartender at Mexican restaurant, is how she's credited. She serves a drink and leaves. Carson Meyer's on screen for just about 2 seconds. We clocked it. But it does, doesn't it? It just seems like her scene was supposed to be longer. There's no proof. We have no evidence. It's a total guess. But it just seems like there was supposed to be a conversation or something that she was involved in, and it wound up getting cut. Anyway, good movie. It always strikes us when a few months after a big loss, coaches and athletes are asked over and over when they're going to get over it. And we often wonder why this question ever gets asked. Now, sometimes I can understand the point of it in the media. When do you leave last season behind and start looking toward this season? And you won't get an answer unless you pose the question. But no matter who asks or where, the questioner often seems a little surprised by the answer. Yet even sports fans know you never get over it. New Arizona State football coach Herm Edwards just wrote that he hates confetti because it reminds him of losing the 1981 Super Bowl. The pain of last fall's playoff loss is what the Cleveland Indians' Francisco Lindor is talking about right now. Alabama coach Nick Saban last spring, the most successful coach in college football, listed the losses he'll never get over. College basketball's Bill Walton and Jim Boeheim say they're still pained by big defeats from decades ago, just like that mom or dad you have who still talks about the big game in 19-something. Now, everyone responds differently, and we're not trying to overdo or overhype the pain of sports, but someone should ask international women's hockey, so now you're over it, right? Well, Team USA was stung and motivated every day by the memory of a 2014 Olympic gold medal game collapse, and Team Canada was stung and motivated by an overtime loss to Team USA in last year's World Championships, while Team Canada's Bailey Bram was stung and still emotional about being cut from the 2014 Olympic team, which he used as motivation to make 2018's Team Canada, which lost to Team USA in an emotional Olympic shootout, which prompted Bram's friend and teammate to immediately remove her silver medal on the podium, which we're fine with, because the bad losses never go away. Make sure to check out our podcast. Oh, this is that. Never mind.